Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, Patriots. Thank you for tuning in to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the heart of Patriot-held territory, surrounded on all sides by Patriots. Welcome, Lady Liberty. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there. Happy Fired Up Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting started on.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Have we ever got a whole bunch of stuff
there's
to cover.
There's so much to be fired up about.
We could have like a five-hour segment today. Every day. I know.
My goodness. I mean, you got to figure out what you drop on the floor and what you're going to cover and what you're going to talk about.
You've
got to get the word of God in there. And that's critical. And then a lot of times that turns into an awesome conversation. And then we get some serious topics and it's up. Time's up.
Right. Exactly. See, because doing it the right way, God's word first, right? And, you know, the whole fact that God is order. And once you establish, you know, seek ye first the kingdom, right?
Right.
Do so in the broadcast as well. And granted, we've been getting a little bit yappy sometimes and letting it go into 5 minutes before we hit the word of the day. But, you know, that's the right way to do it. Frame all the news perspectives from God's perspective, because he is always correct and he's got the truth. He is the truth.
Yes, absolutely. We're talking about that. What was that? Yesterday afternoon, we were cutting up some firewood and we were kind of taking a little break. I was working on the chain and we got talking about the character of God and how magnificent he is, as far as how extremely beyond, what was the word that you used?
Like prodigy. Perfect.
When you come to math and logic and how all of the truth is wrapped up in that. And then you brought up something I've never really thought about, how he's also that level on the left brain side.
The
emotional, the relational, you know, that kind of thing.
Perfect. Yeah, is if truth could be described in math, which it can, truth and logic, right? I mean, that's
right.
The whole basis of truth is logical processing, and the same thing is true for math. And so,
unless you're a communist, then it's racist.
If you're a communist, you're just lost.
That now?
You can't.
My goodness.
You can't even possibly have any logic or truth if you're a communist, and so therefore, no wonder they're lost. You take the truth out of your life, and what are you left with? You are totally running in circles and totally screwed up and chaotic, right? And so, So we're saying, you know, that if math is like an expression of perfect logic, you know, the entire universe is ordered around math. And so it's also a perfect truth and a way to communicate that. And in fact, mathematicians have said that if you ever ran across another civilization from another galaxy, the one language that they could speak would be math. And so you could communicate with them mathematically and they would understand what you're saying. And so, so that's kind of a basis of truth, and that would be the left brain side, and God would be perfect logic and perfect truth. And then on the other side, like we're, you know, split between left and right brain, and right brain is the emotional side. And so he's also perfect emotional side. He's perfect right brain, perfect love, perfect compassion. He is defined as love. And so, you know, the perfect side of that as well. And like we were saying, like
he is love, he is mercy.
Mercy,
he is
love,
just,
he compassion. Is,
yep. All knowing.
Yep.
So yeah, that's everything.
And then we're like, could you imagine being around a person like that?
I know.
it's like wow.
I feel wholly inadequate all the time.
We will when we get to heaven. Just watch. Yeah. We're going to be like the angels. We're going to be doing nothing but staring at him in just awe and amazement, going, holy, holy, holy. Right?
Okay. So what happens when somebody who knows logic, math, because it's integral to them and who they are, pushes the opposite? Like, for example, Bill Gates, a report just came out that the Gates Foundation is behind this math being anti-racist, or this anti-racist push for math, right?
Wow.
We're talking about somebody who has made a fortune off of ones and zeros, math, logic,
right.
Computer science, right?
Binary, yep.
That is now pushing this agenda through this philanthropic push for, you know, achieving equality and humanity, and is pushing that this garbage math, completely defying logic and actually adding an emotional twist to it, that asking a student to show their work is racist.
Oh my gosh.
Right. When you have someone who everything they are built on is logic,
right,
and math,
right,
deviates from that, that is called an agenda.
Yeah.
That is someone who knows full well that they are deceiving people. Yeah. And they are so good at what they do on the truth and logic side, they know how to manipulate it to deceive people. That's satanic.
That is satanic.
Satan knows truth. He knows math, logic. I mean, he knows truth, right?
Right.
And so how does he twist that to drive people off course, to deceive them, to steer them away from truth,
right,
by things that are masquerading as truth or covering? Don't look at the truth. That's racist.
Well,
and
what you're saying, that is exactly what we're looking at here. This is the battle between good and evil.
Yes.
And so you've got the father of truth and the father of lies.
Right.
And so it's no surprise that communism is all based on lies and deceit, and also the fact that the first rule of war is deception. You learn that in The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And so and of course we're under attack, which is why they're spreading all these lies in our direction constantly. That's the first rule of war, is deception. So you know, that's where we're at. But
yeah.
Well, speaking of truth, we better get to the word of the day, right?
That's right.
Before we go any further.
Well, we've been talking about God.
Yes,
we've been
exactly.
Talking about his magnificence.
His magnificence.
So now specifically,
magnificence.
Let's get into the word of God. How's that?
Yep. Sounds good. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 9, which read, "Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travelers, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil. And they do not know me, says the Lord. Everyone take heed to his neighbor, and do not trust any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. Everyone will deceive his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Your dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will refine them and try them, for how shall I deal with the daughter of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lies in wait. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this?" And so that's the end of that.
Oh, yeah.
But
sounds awfully familiar.
Exactly, which is why I was so shocked to turn it to that today for the word of the day. You know, they've taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Your dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, says
right.
the Lord. And isn't that the truth? They refuse to know him.
And they don't want you to know him.
Right.
They get like riled up, militant about you knowing him.
Right. Yeah. Which, to the point where they were well on their way to shutting down churches and you know, all the attendance. And so, boy.
Well,
I think
there's a lot of pushback right now, though.
Yes.
You know what's amazing is even in New York, the legislators, the Democrat, a.k.a. communist legislators, are taking action against Governor Cuomo in New York, of all places, for his heavy-handed COVID policies.
Wow.
Acting unilaterally. I think that just bugged them. They want to have power, too. It's not that they probably disagree. It's right. Just they weren't included in this little power grab.
Right.
Isn't but they're that, going after him.
That's
they're
bizarre.
Eating their own.
That's bizarre. Well, and, you know, that is a cool tactic that God does use. He will go and divide the enemy against itself. Like, he will cause strife within the enemy's camp so that they fight each other instead of the good guys, right?
Yes.
And I love it when I see that in the Bible. I think that's awesome. Like, it was Jehoshaphat, right, that had the people go and sing while the Lord destroyed all three armies by turning them in on each other. Isn't that what, wasn't it Jehoshaphat?
Several did. Gideon, it happened.
Right,
it happened there were several battles, actually, where they turned in on themselves and they just utterly just destroyed each other.
Right.
And while God's people just stood and watched with their jaws hanging open, right?
Right. They sang prayers to the Lord.
Says, no, I'm going to fight this battle for you. Sometimes, you know, we have to fight our battles, and sometimes he fights them for us. So, pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I could go on and on about, we have gone on and on about the lies and how Christians aren't to participate in lies by, you know, having a mask on and continuing the lie that, you know, this is actually a legitimate pandemic,
right.
and it's a scamdemic. And so I think that it's helpful. It's helpful for us to be able to point out what part of these actions are lies and which parts we refuse to partake in.
Right. You know. Well, once again, you've got supposedly this virus is mutating in the United Kingdom, and so they're locking down. They're doubling down on their lockdowns. Sweden's going, no, we're going to take the chains off again, and just like before, their numbers are plummeting. UK's reportedly are rising as far as COVID cases,
right?
And so it's just. Oh my gosh, you just want to just put a wall around your world and just keep the stupidity out and where everybody inside can live free. That used to be called the United States, right?
Yep.
Everybody within these boundaries, we live free. Everybody else can do their whatever ridiculousness out there, and people were clamoring to get here.
I know. Well, and they came. And
legally.
We allowed the enemy to just move here, and they moved here in force, I'd have to say. So, you know, my gosh.
Yeah, so, and this is an indictment against this new regime that's taken over. They're blowing our borders wide open with people that do not want to become Americans first.
Yeah.
They want the freebies, they want the handouts, but they don't want what we call, and there's plenty of them already in the United States that are technically American citizens, but they're actually freedom freeloaders.
Right.
And a lot of them call themselves conservatives.
Yeah.
A lot of them call themselves patriots or Christians. They're patriotic, but they will do nothing to get in the fight to preserve our freedoms.
Right.
They're freeloaders.
Well, and speaking of freedom freeloaders, we are very glad to report the opposite when we see it. In fact, that's the news that we want to push. We want to push the people that are smart enough and have enough spine and understanding to push back. Oh, where they can and when they can.
Yeah, great news. Remember yesterday, in case you missed yesterday's show, the Gun and Horn Show up in Bonner County at the Bonner County Fairgrounds have reversed their policy. They are not requiring masks or temperature checks or anything. The people have spoken. They quickly backpedaled. They have dropped that. So now we're happy to support them and thank them for coming to their senses and supporting a great gun show, a great outdoorsman show. So
right, and yeah. Thank you for everyone for calling in with your mm-hmm. utter disgust and disappointment with right. that, because you should.
Politely
you should.
And professionally, but they got the message.
Yep, that's right. So good good yeah. on everybody that participated.
Make sure I kick that out there before, in case anybody missed yesterday's show, but they, you know, they heard, you know, that the, yeah, there's your update.
Right. And so, well, I don't know if you wanted to go ahead and take a break before we dive into some of these cool things happening.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. All Let's right. take a quick break here and come right back. This segment is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, customized professional training to help you get the home field advantage at your home or your vehicles or your place of business. Check them out at strategicself-defense.com. And we'll be back right after this at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
How do communists gain control of non-communist governments? Let's take a look. By military occupation. By expelling non-communist officials. By the army appointing puppet officials. By obtaining military and police powers. Controlling the legislative procedures. By propaganda creating political and economic unrest. Controlling the courts. Terrorizing political and economic opponents. By obtaining government positions and secrets.
Welcome back. This is segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully you guys are having a blessed morning and a safe commute out there. We got more snow coming into the area. Of course, we were told we're going to have four more years of communism. Six more weeks of winter. So, yeah, we got that to look forward to. It's just, you know, actually, we've been super blessed. It has been a mild winter.
It has been. Yeah, we are thankful.
Yeah, we didn't get all of our firewood in. So, you know, we've been kind of cutting, you know, once a week or, you know, as we go. And so we're thinking, you know what? We would have actually really made things difficult for ourselves, because normally there'd be 3 or 4 feet of snow where our wood pile is.
That's right.
It's been really cake. So I'm just kind of spreading it out there in Texas and Oklahoma.
Yes, we have nothing to be thankful. Nothing but thanks yes. for this year so far.
Hey, we're thankful for our sponsor, Prepping 2.0, to help cover this some of the costs of this show. Segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0 to take your preps to the next level. Preparedness beyond just the basics with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there, both dystopian novel authors. And the website is prepping2-0.com. For their regular podcast, so check it out. All right, we've got a couple things. What do you want to hit the weather situation real quick, or did you?
You go first.
Okay, let me get mine out of the way, because you've got a lot to cover, and I just got this. The other day, you and I were saying it'd be interesting to look into what's going on with the policies. Why is Texas having to shut down their power to save and conserve electricity? Because why are people in freezing temperatures sitting there in the cold without power and electricity? We're wondering, is this just because of the cold, or is this a fluke thing, or is this
characteristic socialism?
Yes. Is this a trend because of socialistic communistic policies? Right. Well, Governor Abbott just said all sources of their power in Texas have been compromised. What's interesting is there was a large percentage, I think it was 40%. I don't see it in this report. They were saying that 30 or 40% of a portion of the state got its electricity through wind turbines, which are frozen in place. They won't turn.
Wow.
Okay. So does this go back to answering the question as far as policy? Yes. This renewable energy garbage with wind turbines, these wind forests of these gigantuous, you know, wind turbines out there, when of all places, all the oil that is in Texas,
right,
natural gas pipelines, yep. why is there even a single wind turbine out there
exactly
owned by the state?
Right.
You know, no, somebody privately wants to have one on their property, I think that's great. But the cost versus return on these things are just atrocious.
Yep.
So there it is. I think we can start to see it's policies. It's policies that are leading to the inability to meet those electrical demands in a case like this.
That's right. Exactly. So, and plus they're wanting to outsource our power grid to foreign nations right now, which is not only catastrophic, but absolutely the dumbest thing we could ever right. let happen.
And let's have it all regulated with using electronics made in China too.
Yes, and that's included. Yes, yes. That's actually included. And so where they want to return, communists always seek to return back to feudalism because it gives them lordship mm-hmm. over serfs.
You can read and about the United States and our current foreign policies in Sun Tzu's The Art of War under You Are So Dumb chapter. What else can you say?
I know exactly. You know, it's almost like if they're that dumb, why not? You know,
I mean,
it's basically like it's like taking candy from a baby. I mean, if it's just free for it's up for grabs and nobody's going to fight you for it, why not?
It's like leaving your windows down, putting a $100 bill up on your dash, and running into the store, you know, to grab a soda.
I know.
You almost kind of deserve it.
Exactly. If you know, that's the thing, and God can't be happy about any cowardice being shown right now because, good grief, we all have spines. We need to stand up and fight for what's ours. For
many of us do have spines. Yes. A lot of us do. Some of us do.
Right. And so, you know, speaking of standing up for what's right, what I was going to start talking about was the governor of Florida and his anti-censorship proposals that are just awesome. And Governor DeSantis, he's hitting it right where it needs to be hit. All of these censorships taking place over all the social media avenues need to be stopped, and he's got great ideas. He says,
Let me switch brains, switch gears in my brain. Maybe I need to switch brains. I'm thinking censoring, you know, like censoring these Republicans who
censoring.
You're talking about censoring as
like Florida's anti censorsship proposals.
Yeah, we've been studying so much stuff, it's all blurring together. So, all right, now I'm tracking with you.
Okay,
so
you good?
Censorship, right? Basically, censoring.
Yeah, he's going against social media being able to censor, and especially related to elections and candidates. And so he says, when social media companies apply these standards unequally on users, this is discrimination, pure and simple. You hear that? It is discrimination. Yeah. And so we need to keep that in mind because that's going to be very helpful to all of us legally in the future.
Yeah.
Discrimination and anti-discrimination cases could actually be what prevails over this nasty system that's coming.
Right.
He says, can you imagine tolerating this kind of behavior in banking or in healthcare or in other industries? Alert bells should be going off because that's what's coming.
Exactly.
That's exactly what's coming.
It's already actually been happening.
Yes.
But not on the nearly the scale that it's just heading toward.
Right. And he's just pointing out that this is what happens under fascism, under public-private partnerships, which is the definition of fascism,
that's right,
according to Mussolini. And so, and under campaign rules, Governor DeSantis wants to regulate and fine tech companies for election meddling. He says, big tech has been manipulating news content and designing algorithms to give the upper hand to their candidates of choice, and they do so scot-free, he said. The proposed law that he's talking about would impose a $100,000 per day fine on a company that disables the account of a Florida candidate for office. And he says, further, if a technology company promotes a candidate for office against another, the value of that free promotion must be recorded as a political campaign contribution, which is an excellent idea for everybody to be copying. It says, the message is loud and clear. When it comes to elections in Florida, big tech should stay out of them, says Governor DeSantis. And good on him for that, because Texas is now following in his footsteps, and they're crafting measures to bar big tech censorship as well. So good on him. Good on Texas. I hope all the states with Republican leadership, that's actual Republicans, will follow in their footsteps, because there are things that can be done. And here's why. We need to start pushing back, because just like I said earlier, it's going to get worse. And here's the example and what's going to push it. China mandates licenses for internet users to comment on current affairs. Okay.
Oh.
Communism and fascism always seek to take away your rights and implement license fees and fines, right? That's how they
Everything
work.
Everything comes down switches from rights
from
to permissions.
Rights to fees.
Yeah, permission.
Yeah, and it's about getting paid. It's about taking everybody's natural rights away. And so it says here that the Chinese Communist Party has further tightened its control over speech, information, and thought among the Chinese people, announcing limits on what can be posted on social media. Social media platforms in recent days have issued notices to users requiring them to obtain internet news information service licenses or otherwise be banned from commenting on politics, economics, the military, diplomacy, and other major news. It says that the notices explain that if a user doesn't have a license, they're advised not to compile, publish, comment on, or interpret any information on current affairs. The notices from Sohu and Baidu clearly state that users are now required not to release such information without approval, and that the new rules prohibit the development of such content without permission or beyond the permitted scope. So Sohu's notice also listed penalties for violations of the new regulations. For reposting existing information, unlicensed accounts spreading prohibited content will initially be banned for 7 days. The second violation will trigger a 15-day suspension, followed by a 30-day suspension for a third violation. A fourth violation will result in the account being permanently disabled. The penalties are harsher for those sharing original posts. So this is where this is headed. And so this is, you know, it's not like be astounded, we're now at the end of it.
Right.
You know, you've been censored, you know, from social media. No, it's going to get worse. And they're going to up the ante. They're
That's
going
right.
to want you to get licenses and pay for these things. And who knows? Well, then all the fees, as we know, once they establish a fee or a license, the fees will escalate yearly from then on.
Exactly. Speech, firearms, religion, all of it. When they, this is the transition we're going to see going from a natural right to permission. And that's what communism, that's what oppressors, that's what tyrants always end up doing.
That's right.
Well, hey, folks, we're out of time. You be safe today. You have a safe weekend. It's Friday. So hope you enjoy your Fired Up Friday and join us tomorrow or Monday morning, 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have an awesome Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you out there.